This episode of the comment section is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, we've known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail style flavors: pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I live in like a big apartment complex, and like I don't want to say hi to anyone. I'm in like the elevator, I hate just being like, nah. You know, I'm like, oh, I've learned you one. And you're like, I don't, three. I'm on 4-3. And then you like have to, I hate this so much when you get in an elevator. I literally like was on my phone the entire time. Like you were faking a phone call, but then like you still have to pretend, have a good one as you like walk out.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show. Sorry, me, your fave. Everybody knows me. Nobody cares about me. Happy New Year. First up, I'd like to present my shirt to all of you. It was one of my Christmas gifts, and it says, "I'm afraid you've ratted your last tattooey, sir," with a very poor meme on it. I just want everyone to see it. I'm going to put it away back in the holster. Now we're on to the amazing, wonderful guest. Today we have the iconic, the legendary, the hilarious Brett Neustrom.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming.
Of course.
Look at, we're matching too.
I know.
We're color coordinated.
I was afraid that, well, it said to like bring a couple options of clothes and I didn't. And I was like, if I wore the wrong thing, I'm going to be so pissed.
you were given explicit instruction, and
I was like, no, thank you. I also, when you were introducing your shirt, I like wanted to laugh, but then I was like so afraid I was going to mess up the intro. I do love the shirt, and I wish I could have told you in real time, but now here I am.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you. I wanted to present it because you can't really see it.
Yeah.
And it is a star. And look, now we're black and blue. Black and blue.
I know.
Perfect.
Which I don't think you're supposed to wear black and blue together, but I think we should take back the power.
Says who?
Society.
We live in a society.
Exactly, we do.
We absolutely
do. We really do.
I'm so happy to have you.
I took pre-workout before this, and I literally can't take pre-workout even before I go to the gym because I get so like weird and anxious. So
I feel
think
that.
This is going to be good.
Was it like a powder pre-workout? Or was it like, girl, the last time I had powder pre-workout, I almost lost my life in a 24-hour fitness.
What?
Oh, okay. Can you believe it?
Yeah. No, that sounds like majority of the times I take
no, it's horrible. I can't believe like what it does to my body. I that was such a poor experience. I cannot have powder pre-workouts anymore.
The way that that's like over the counter, like you can just like pick that up. I feel like we need to have like some like laws against
we
that.
Need to regulate it.
Exactly.
We absolutely do, because they're putting methamphetamine in it.
No, truly.
They absolutely are.
If you say name one ingredient in pre-workout, I don't know. I literally have no clue.
I do. Ketamine. Yeah,
yes.
I was like, I was in a K-hole and 24-hour fitness and nobody cared.
And then you're like, oh, it was pre-workout.
Yeah, but, just pre-workout.
I mean, it's definitely the same thing.
I literally took like, I think it was, that was like maybe my second time taking it, which is like my bad.
It sounds like it's like a hard drug.
Yeah, it sounds like.
I think I've done pre-workout twice.
In my lifetime?
Yeah.
When
I'm trying to quit. I'm trying to quit.
I was like, first time was at Burning Man, second time was at the 24 hours. And I remember when I did it, I took the same amount as my boyfriend, and like he's much bigger than I am.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, two full scoops. Yeah,
oh
sure.
Oh my God.
Two full scoops on no food in my stomach, no water.
Yeah.
And I dry scooped it too.
Wow.
What am I, insane?
You're like a meathead.
Yeah, I did it. And then I was like losing every single morsel of food I've eaten in the last 10 years. Out my fucking butthole in the 24-hour fitness.
Yeah.
And then my boyfriend literally texted me and said, are you okay? Because I was in there for so long. I was in there for like 40 minutes.
When you know it's like bad.
Yeah. People notice your absence.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
I actually am terrified to go to the bathroom in public, especially if I have to, can I say shit?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can especially if I have to shit in public.
Oh my God.
I swear
nothing
to God, it
humbling.
Literally needs to be like coming out of me because I'm like, it needs to be under 3 minutes because the second someone like looks at their phone and like, Brett's been gone for, then I want to die. Or like you come out of the bathroom, there's a fucking line, and you're like, I was in there for that long. Like,
and you come out and you're like, someone blew it up.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, you guys, I don't know if you want to use this. The person right ahead of me like destroyed this.
You just missed
him. Oh my God.
He was just in there.
It was, yeah, massive. Yes. I cleaned it up a little bit, but yeah. Like still there is like a lasting
date. And I just peed on top
of it. Yeah, seriously. I literally just had a tingle. But
it was like, I mean, I don't poop in public, especially. No, and that was horrible. And I was sick for 2 days after. I couldn't eat anything.
Due to the pre-workout?
Yes.
Okay.
I could not eat any, like I couldn't keep anything in my stomach. Like everything I ate was shooting out of me.
Yeah.
At lightning speed.
We're like, okay, anyway, cut to the sponsor, Amino Lean. Thank you so much for sponsoring
this. This is sponsored
by Imodium. Yeah, exactly. That's so funny.
Yeah, so I honestly commend you for taking
pre-workout. Yeah, but anyways, before. So I did, yeah, like after we just said like the horror stories of pre-workout, I'm like, but yeah, I did take that. So if I do have to do a bathroom break mid-show.
I will understand.
And if it lasts 45 minutes.
Yeah, I'll add in, we'll add in something that's like, Brett's been gone for a long time. Exactly. Should somebody text him?
Yeah. Oh my God.
So how have you been? How's life?
Life's good.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
How's the social media career? I think you're so fucking funny.
I think you're hilarious too.
My sister and I send your videos back and forth to each other all the time.
That's an honor. It's good. Social media is so weird and I feel like I'm in a weird place where I'm like, I'm not like big by any means, but then it's also like, it's what I do full time.
I feel you.
So it's like a weird like in between where I'm like, I get like influencers, but then I'm also like, oh, but like, I'm also just like,
A normal person. Yeah.
And so, like, balancing that is fun and weird. And I also, like, moved out here to be an actor.
Okay.
And so this wasn't a part of my plan.
Yeah, at all.
So that's also fun and cool.
I feel like that's how it always happens.
Yeah.
Honestly. It has to happen.
But, I mean, it's so fun and great. And here I am talking to you now, so.
It worked out. I know earlier you were saying you're from Iowa.
I am from Iowa.
So did you, like, just recently moved to LA?
Or I moved here 4 years ago.
Okay, cool.
So I'm like a veteran at this point.
I'm so curious like about your lore, like what you were doing before social media, but you said you moved out here to be an actor.
Yeah,
right?
And then I moved out here, did like the most strange jobs. Before I moved out here, my parents were like, you have to save X amount of money before we will like let you move out. So the summer before I worked at the Iowa State Fair selling turkey legs. I was a dishwasher like in the back of like a restaurant. And you have like, it's not like, you know when you're like washing dishes at home and it's like, you know, you have music on. It's like I had a fucking hose and I'm like spraying down these like casserole pans. It was like actually hell. And then I was like babysitting. It was anyways, but
lots
I've worked so
jobs.
Many odd jobs in my life and then moved out here, worked more odd jobs. And then I've been doing social media full time for like a year and a half now.
Oh, nice. What's so, the weirdest job you've had? Weirdest and / worst. Oh. Like maybe they'll be separate. Maybe they'll be the
same. Okay. I'm trying to think. Well, I was a personal assistant for a YouTuber, but he was like a kid YouTuber, meaning he was an adult, but his like content was so kid.
It's like four kids.
Yeah. Okay. And so we like roll up to this like 3-year-old's house and I was like, this is who we're collabing with today. And oh my God, I had to dress up as a pond monster. Because obviously he has an ongoing series where he's trying to catch a pond monster. And so I had to dress up as a pond monster and I found that out on site that I was going to be wearing the pond monster costume and I had to like swim through a pool. He's chasing me with a giant net. So that was an interesting job. And then I got fired because I needed one mental health day. And he said, we don't do that.
He's like, oh, you're fucking fired.
Oh, he's like, you're a liability.
Oh, you're lazy. Got it. Fired.
Exactly. So that was an interesting. That's probably
the most LA shit I've ever heard of my life.
A weird job before.
A weird job. I mean, yeah, one of the weirdest jobs I had was actually right out of college, and I was actually working with my mom and my sister. This is what the like paper description of it was. I did public outreach for major infrastructure projects. That's a fancy
term. Okay, I know like two of those words. I'm like, I know public.
Yeah. And major.
Major, yeah.
I was like, I have that. Essentially, it's like a really fancy description for I walk door to door sometimes and like tell people bad news about construction.
Okay.
So like major construction projects, I have to let them know that something bad's gonna happen.
So like, it's like, hey, you're not gonna be able to park on your street
exactly.
for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And they're
do
like,
do you wanna sign up for emails? And yeah, then they're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I can't even tell you how many times I was berated on a doorstep.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, clearly I make the big decisions because I'm here with you on a Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. I'm walking in the sun in the summer. I have two tight polo on, and I'm telling you, do you want to sign up for emails? Clearly, I'm the person deciding who does drilling in your backyard, girl. Like, I was like, sorry, your commute's going to suck for the next 10 years. Hope you're cool with that. Would you like some emails?
Yeah. Like, anyway, here's a flyer. Also, why do they always give the jobs that are, like, kind of, like, not embarrassing, but, like, that's, how you like, just told me your job. But, like, why do they always make you, you're always so humbled. And then, they're like, also, you're going to wear a polo. Like, a really
and
awkward.
And you got to button it all the way up.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all three buttons have to be pulled. It's like, why do, like, I'm already, like, hate my life. And they're like, let's throw you in a polo and some slacks.
You know what makes
and a
this
pair
awesome?
Of like khakis. And you're like, I want to die. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, part of that job was we would like work booths at like fairs or like summer events, and like we call them booth bitches. Like, peace and love if you work a booth. I was a booth bitch for a long time, but we set up a table and then we're just handing out the same information, and then they'd come and they'd scream at me at the table, and then my sister would be like, do you guys want some popcorn? Because we had like a popcorn.
We have complimentary mints though.
Yeah, like, and then they're like, yeah, and I'll take a popcorn. Yeah, they'll still take it.
That's so insane.
The way people eat up free shit is crazy.
Yeah.
And I remember one time, this was like towards the end before I stopped working there. My sister and I were working an event together, and there was a lot of kids there, and they were like running all over the place. And these kids come up, there's like three of them. They run up to the table and they're like, we used to have these, you know, those like stress balls that you like squeeze, but they were in the shape of traffic cones. And they were like, they were like a big hit. Like, everybody loved those. And so they came up and they were like, can we have some of the cones? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I gave each of them one. One of them takes it and he's like, thank you. And he turns around and he goes, and he shoves it up the butt of the kid next to him. They're like all like 10, 12. And then I
what
see,
do you do in this situation?
I watch it as a booth bitch. That's why you call me a booth bitch, because I have to watch shit like that and I can't do anything about it. I watched it happen and I was like, and then they just left. They ran away laughing.
That's so insane.
Hours later, they come back. He goes, can I have another cone? I go, I saw what you did with the last one.
Yeah, seriously. Give me the last one back right now.
Actually, keep that one.
Yeah, actually, no, I don't need it. You can have another one. But
and then he's like, I'm going to tell my mom. I go, oh, yeah? Tell your mom. Tell her to come here, and I'll tell her what she did with that last cone. How about that?
That's so insane.
And then I told my sister, I go, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I can't work here anymore. This is killing me, dude. Like,
I'm imagining you getting, like, minimum wage, and you're like, okay, if I give you this stress ball cone, you promise you won't shove it up his ass? You promise. And he's like, yes.
Me.
And you're like, okay, don't make me regret this. And you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? In my polo right now? Like, I cannot believe this is
real. And I was wearing the polo.
Of course.
The same polo.
Do you still have this polo?
I sure do.
Okay.
Electric blue. It's like a real bright blue.
Yeah, of course it is.
Girl.
Of course it is.
I was like, dressed like a helpful Honda.
They're like, we're going to make this polo impossible to style. It's going to look bad with any outfit you try to pair it with.
No matter what hairstyle or makeup you do, girl, you're going to look a fool.
Oh my
gosh. You're
going
to look a fucking clown. So yeah, that was probably the weirdest job I've ever had.
Do you think getting yelled at by strangers has like shaped who you are today? Or like, was that just like a fever dream? You're like, oh, that was weird. But
honestly, yeah, it was kind of just a fever dream, I feel like, because sometimes like that time when I watched that little kid shove that cone up that other kid's butt, when I told him, I was like, I saw what you did with that last one. I'm not giving you another one. Like, that was me being myself at my job, even though I'm not supposed to do that there. So like, there were times when that would like flare up and I'd be like, I'm not built for this job. Like, I can't do this.
You're like, I can't show my personality at work.
I'm too much of a cunt. I can't do this job forever. So I'm going to lose it on somebody.
Yeah.
What's the worst job you've ever had? Would you say the personal assistant job is the worst job?
That was like, oh, I'm trying to think. That was, like, horrible. One time at that job, I was, like, you know, I had a panic. I'm like, okay, it's a weird, there's a recurring theme.
Yeah.
Maybe I was just a liability at the end of the day. I'm like, yeah, that's a fair point. And I, like, went to my car and, like, sobbed. And, like, I was like, hey, I'm going to be right back. And then I'm like, I'm going to, like, come back in. Actually, I text him. I'm like, hey, I'm crying in my car. Like, I did everything except for vacuum. Like, can I just vacuum in the morning? Of course, I had to mop and vacuum every single day his house that only he was in.
What?
And so he was like, no, I would actually prefer you come back in. So I'm like, in the mop, like, and he's like in the room, like watching me just like sob. And I'm like, this has to just be like a power thing.
Yeah. Ew.
But yeah, that sucked. I also was like a lifeguard and like, there were so many times where
lifeguard, okay.
Yeah, whatever. I'm like, hunk. I feel like I wanted to be a lifeguard because I'm like, people who are lifeguards are hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so like 15-year-old me was like, I'm not hot, but I feel like if I'm a lifeguard, I will be hotter. which wasn't the case. And one time there was a kid who I thought was drowning. This was the last day I worked. And so I like, you have a blow an air horn, which I'm like, let's draw more attention to me and this.
Someone's drowning.
Yeah, oh shit. So I jump in. The kid, of course, learns how to fucking swim, starts swimming away from me. I'm like, I did not just blow that air horn for this kid to learn how to fucking swim. So I'm like paddling after, I'm like grabbing his leg. And so I literally like started drowning him. And then like, I helped him to the side. He's like, what? Why did you do that? I was like, you were struggling. He's like, no, I was like, you literally were. And so then I have to go talk to, because of course there's paperwork for this. So I'm like beefing with like a fucking 8-year-old and I'm like talking to his mom. I was like, he literally couldn't swim. And he's like, no, anyway, the last day I worked as a lifeguard.
Don't gaslight me.
Yeah. I was like, I saw know. That. Pull the fucking tape. Cause we had security camera. I'm like, we could pull the tapes.
Yeah. I saw it with my own eyes. Exactly. I did not want to save you.
And similar to like the like cone getting shoved up an ass. It's like, what am I doing?
You know, when you start yelling at kids, you just start rethinking a
exactly.
little
bit. Exactly. There's, yeah, things
are turning. Am I in the right profession?
Do you think you're in the right profession now?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I feel like even now, me like just absolutely ruining the lives of men that I hate.
Yeah.
I think that's my prophecy to fulfill.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's me fulfilling my destiny.
You were made for this.
I thought it was going to be like working because I think I always wanted to work in entertainment. I just thought I was going to be like a journalist. Like I thought I was going to be like a sports journalist. That's what I thought I was going to do.
Are you really into sports?
Yeah. I mean, I was like an athlete growing up. My dad used to be in the NFL like eons ago. So I thought I wanted to work in the NFL. Like that's what I really wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I did end up working with them, but then they fired me. So
that'll happen.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the first like video you were like roasting a man? And were you, like, terrified to do it? And now is it, like...
I mean, the first video I can remember, like... Oh, I don't know. Like, actually roasting someone specifically, I don't really remember. I just remember the very first one I ever went viral with was me talking about very specific red flags in men.
Okay.
And because someone did, like, what are some weirdly specific ones that you have? And I did, like, a whole list. And, like, it was, like, if Wolf of Wall Street's his favorite movie of all time.
Oh, yeah, that's such a
if he wears a backwards hat in the pool.
Yes.
If he has loyalty tattooed on his arm. Mm-hmm. You know? If he refuses to wear sunblock.
Yeah.
Shit like that. I, like, if he loves Tom Brady. Like,
yeah.
Not football, just Tom like Brady.
As a person.
Yeah. He's, like, wants to, like, kiss him on the lips.
Exactly.
Like, that type of shit. And so, like, that went super viral. And what's even funnier about that is... There are some dudes that are verified. They were verified then. They're verified now. And they wrote shit on my video. Like men I've met. Like, and
oh
now.
Oh, my God.
And they were, like, talking shit to me. Like, they were like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, shit like that. And they think I don't remember.
It's so funny when, like, you, like, become mutuals with someone. And then you, like, happen to, like, go look at an old video. I was like, oh, wait, you commented on this. In, like, 2019.
Yeah.
And I missed it, but now I see it.
Yeah,
I see it. Yeah,
it, like,
nice
jumps
try.
To the top.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why I remember there are a few men that I've met multiple times now at, like, events and stuff where I'm like, I wonder if he knows that I remember. I doubt it.
Yeah.
There are some men that purposely avoid me and, like, never talk to me.
Yeah.
But they're, like, super popular, and it's for obvious reasons.
Yeah. It's so funny because I always am like, sometimes I'm, well, as a man, but I'm like, sometimes like, I feel like men just don't understand things, but then I'm like, oh, maybe they're so smart that they know things, but they're choosing, but then I'm like, no, it's actually, I think they're just dumb.
Yeah, you know? It's like, that's like us giving them more credit.
Yeah,
I've
exactly.
done that too. I'm like, there's no way that you don't know.
Yeah.
But and then at
it's
the
like,
same
oh,
time,
wait, there's actually a very good chance you just don't.
Yeah, there's actually a really, really high chance that you don't. Well, when did you start getting into creating videos?
Was it
just like for funsies?
Yeah, well, the very first video I ever made, I did like a random TikTok dance with Emma Chamberlain.
Okay.
One time.
Okay, work.
And I just like sent it to my friends like, ha, this is so funny, like whatever. And then they're like, you have to post this on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have a TikTok. And I remember people before, I mean, this was like 2019, but before then people would be like, I feel like you would be like funny on TikTok. And I was like, that's so mean. Because I feel like... It was in the era
That's
of
an
like,
insult.
Yeah, I'm like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It was in the era of like very like cringy.
Yeah.
Well, mostly dancing. No, totally. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do on TikTok?
Yeah. Same.
And then I posted that and then I didn't post for like a year. And then I would
it's
just
so
like
funny.
Have like
I
an idea
did the same shit.
And be like, oh, I guess. And it'd be like random videos like once every like 3 weeks.
Yeah. When you had like a really funny thought or something.
Which is always so funny where it's like, when people just, like, will randomly, like, people you're friends with will be like, oh, my God, we should just make this TikTok. And they, like, have, like, a finance job. And I'm like, that's, I love that. Where it's just like, oh wait, this is funny. Let's make it. I'm like, hell yeah, let's do that. Well, then I started making list videos, which I didn't love making, but people thought they were funny.
Is that what blew you up, the list videos?
Yeah, kind of. But I was just like being like a dick about everything and like, and people were like, this is good. And I was like, okay, well, I guess. And then I tried to like make something else and people were like, do lists. And, but then I just stopped doing that for a solid like year.
Yeah.
And then
you didn't want to do that.
Yeah. Anymore. I'm like, can we just stop? Like, it's always things like you don't want to do that people are like, hey, you should do more of that. And I'm like, or like friends that like I used to like make content with and now I'm like not friends with. They're like, where'd they go? And they're like,
well, I'm sure you can guess.
Yeah, it's like there's a reason why.
Yeah, we no longer make videos.
Yeah, yeah. So
I feel like that sometimes when people ask me about like collab videos.
Yeah.
Like sometimes creators will be like, we should collab. I'm like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Like ever.
I know.
Like not, and that's not no dig on you. I'm just like,
exactly.
Literally,
like,
I don't.
What would we do?
Yeah, I'm like, what are you going to come to my house? Like, yeah. Most of my shit I film on the toilet. So, like, you can't be there.
Exactly.
That's weird.
I know. I feel like a lot of my content's like by myself. And if it's not, it's just like with my friend that I'm like, oh, hey, can you film this for me? Or,
yeah,
like,
which is just this? Silly. Like, it's yeah. Not. It's like, it's almost like or more organic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not, I feel like the collab thing doesn't work with TikTok as yeah. much. At least not for me.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I'm like, oh, like, let's brainstorm some ideas. Like, what? No.
That's like, not. You know what's so funny is when I worked at the NFL, I worked in social media there. And so, like, part of my job was to come up with jokes, like literally, like, create things that would go viral, yeah. whatever. And the amount of times I was, like, sitting in a meeting with people twice my age trying to explain yeah. lore, like, that's... Trying to explain a meme to a woman in her 50s is, like, so hard. Yeah. Like, it's so hard. Like, I was, like... No, it's funny because, like, one of the biggest one jokes I made was, like, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, I said he looked like the Lorax because yeah. he does. And I said I should Photoshop something of him as the Lorax. And, you know, he protects the trees. Like, maybe I like, pitched yeah. this whole thing. I'm like, okay, so the Lorax. Hold on. Let me back up a little bit. So Dr. Seuss yeah. wrote this story called the Lorax. I'm, like, explaining the history of exactly. the Lorax to my boss. And she's like, that's not funny. And I'm like, well, see, girl, it's not for
it's not
you.
Because you don't get it.
Yeah, it's not funny. For you, yeah. girl. I'm like, I had to show you how to log into Twitter. It's not for you.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... The kids are going to eat it up. Like, exactly. I was, like, trying to explain.
Like, please just believe me.
Yeah,
just
believe me. They're going to laugh. They're going to laugh. I promise yeah. they're going to laugh. That shit is just, it's too hard.
That's, like, I feel like sometimes working with brands, so, like, all right, we have this idea. It's, like, that first bite feeling. I'm, like, so we're not going to do that.
Hate that.
Hate
but
that
I do
so
have an idea.
Much. So, like, do we have any, like, creative freedom? They're, like, no. And
no.
I'm, like, okay, so I will be doing the first bite feeling then.
But actually I love that idea.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's fun. That's fun. Yeah, let's do that. Okay. But yeah, I feel like it's just like you have to explain so many levels
yeah.
of like, oh wait, you don't even know what this is. Okay, you don't okay.
Yeah, you're like,
and that's where
you're
like,
have you ever heard the, like, my sister was literally the other, sometimes I explain these to, like, my boyfriend because he doesn't always see the same, like, trending audios and
yeah.
shit that I see. Like, my sister was explaining one to me. Like, we were Christmas shopping, and she kept going, this would make the perfect
oh,
gift.
Yeah.
And she's all, for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I, she kept saying that, and I was like, is that, like, from yeah. something? Like, I didn't, like, hear.
Yeah.
And she goes, you haven't seen that audio on TikTok? I go, no. She goes, oh, I have to look it up. And so she was, like, Googling the perfect gift for Christmas.
That's
like,
so
she was
funny.
On TikTok search, the perfect gift for Christmas kid. Kid saying the perfect gift for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
And she was, like, showing, and then she showed it to me. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't seen that audio yet. And she
that's
goes,
so funny.
She goes, that's so embarrassing. I was saying that all day. And I was like, that's why I finally was yeah. like, is that, like, from something? Or?
Like, what's your deal? Like, what's your fucking problem,
what's
man?
Your,
like, seriously.
What the fuck is wrong yeah. with you?
If you have a problem, just say it. Like, I don't know what this is. Like, are you okay?
Wait, I have to say, one of your videos that literally made me laugh so hard is when you were doing the Trisha Paytas audio, when she's like, what's the prize? A pizza.
Oh my God.
I say that all the time, like, unsolicited.
A pizza.
A pizza for no reason. Like, I'm just like,
yeah.
and what's the prize? A pizza.
A pizza.
Sometimes,
and the way, oh my God, she's nuts. I love her.
I kept saying that to my boyfriend, and he was like, same thing to me. He's like, what is that from? And I'm like, it's this. And I was specifically thinking of your video.
That's so,
I was like, there's this creator named Brett Newstrom, and he created this video where he's doing an audio of Trisha Paytas. And I was like explaining the whole, like, the chain of
events.
It's
like a subreddit of, like,
it's like a joke within a joke within a joke.
Exactly.
Like, it's like a turducken.
Do you know the one? This is one I've been saying a lot. It's like, I don't give a fuck. Okay. I don't care about fucking homeless people. And it's, which, take it out of context, is horrible. And of course, I'm only using it out of context because, but the specific TikTok I saw was like, when someone's talking to me about their problems, but I've been like undelivered. Or my situationship left me undelivered for like 16 hours. It was so funny. But then the other day, like similar, I was hanging out. It was my best friend and I, and we're hanging out with someone new.
Yeah.
And we do like the same three. Do you know the one? Like, Piper.
Yeah.
Our song, Piper. Anyway, we had like three bits that we've been really like nailing. And we're like, okay, we had to show him each TikTok.
Yeah.
And we're like, these are our only jokes we make right now. And we need you to understand them. Yeah. Have you seen, the Cat in the Hat one?
Which
it's
one?
Like, oh, honey. Yeah. It was ruined when she bought it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been saying that one far too much. Like, it's sometimes borderline a mental illness at this point of just, like, how much I'm using that. But
dude, that's my favorite thing, is just to beat one to death. Yes. Like, just to continue to say it until it's just, like, no longer funny.
Yeah.
Like, there were, do you remember the "that's piss" one?
Oh my god! Yes.
So my sister and I thought that was so funny when we first saw it, and like, no matter what someone said, like, what is that? Like, "that's piss." Like, we would like say it every time, and then now we're like, "Oh, dead. She's dead. Let her go. Dead. Hate her."
It's so funny because when I overuse the fuck out of a joke, it's hilarious. And then the second again, like when your sister kept saying that, it's like, what? Seriously? When you get off, like. What's it going to be with you? Like,
hey, try turning it off.
Yeah, exactly. God forbid, we just have a normal conversation. But then also you're like, that's piss. Like every 6 seconds.
That's why I said, what's the prize?
What's a pizza?
A pizza. Sometimes I say that like when my team asks me for stuff. And I'm like, and what's the prize? A pizza.
You're like in like a business meeting. They're like, can you not do this here? Like, please.
I really do need. They're like, no, but you really do need to file your taxes. I'm like, okay. Like, I'm just,
okay. Yeah. No, I get it.
It's like, a joke.
I will get to that. Yes. What do you need my W-9? Okay. I'll send it to you. But.
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows, because that's where I've been living, and I live there, and in California, and I love Hawaii, and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, 4 cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple Daiquiri, Strawberry Margarita, Mango Mai Tai, and Passion Fruit Hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. It was like a bit that we had for a while where it was actually created by my hair makeup artist. He's also my cousin, but he like travels with us all the time. So we have so many bits with him. But like one of them where every time we went to New York, he would say, like, he would post an Instagram story of like the skyline, a building, something. And he'd be like, New York, stand the fuck up. He'd write that every time.
Yeah.
And so much so to the point where we were like, what is that from? Like, is that from something? He goes, you guys have never seen that clip of Lil Mama saying that? And we're like, hey, no.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
No, we actually haven't.
No, I haven't, actually.
That's so funny that he's like really committed to this. Like, I can guarantee you none of your followers know what this is from.
And like, now we say it no matter where we go.
Yeah.
So, like, if we go to, like, Montana, I'm like, Montana, stand the fuck up. Yeah, just always. Like, just
it's like a town of, like, 200 people. They're like, what are you doing here?
When I did the In the Mix, like, for TikTok, like, I did the thing in Mesa, Arizona. I was telling him, I'm going to say, Mesa, stand the fuck up on the live.
Yeah.
And he was like, do it. But I'm not allowed to cuss on the live.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll say it, but I can't cuss. And it won't be as funny.
Yeah.
And I said it, and it didn't hit.
What'd you say?
I just said, Mesa, let me hear you. Mesa, stand up. That's what I kept saying.
Yeah.
And nobody got that bit because everyone in the room was not there with my joke.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Rip.
But if you could have said stand the fuck up, I feel have. Like people would
I should have, honestly. Yeah. I fucking should have.
Oh, what's TikTok going to do about it?
You know what's funny is they were telling us, emphasizing how, like, please don't cuss on the live, like, whatever. And we're like, oh, yeah, no, yeah. That makes sense. And they said a big reason was because they were going to cut it and put it on Hulu, right? And so they were like, for streaming purposes, yeah. Like, they just don't want any vulgarity. And we're like, okay, that makes sense. It goes on Hulu, and I'm like, oh, cool. Go and look at it. I'm not in it at all. They cut every single bit of me out, bitch.
Were you cussing a lot, or is it just like...
No, like, I didn't cuss at all. Worse. And I said, now I should have said it.
Exactly,
the fuck up,
yeah.
Because I wasn't even in the fucking Because
now
Hulu.
I look lame as fuck, and I'm not in Hulu. So, like, what was
You're
the
You're lucky
point?
I didn't put that in my Christmas letter.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to be on Hulu. Yeah. In the mix. Okay, wait, back to you about... I know my favorite videos of yours when you do skits, or you do bits, or you do, like... characters or whatever.
Yeah.
So when did you start doing that? Like, was that something that you just kind of naturally fell into? Because you're like, over lists. Don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Or just things that make you laugh is what you want to post.
I just think, right? Like, I have been, like, so aware of just, like, everyday things that I'm like, oh, this is so funny that we do these things.
Yeah.
And I think that's so much funnier than, like, me just, like, talking about annoying things that people do. Maybe like a year ago, I was just like, oh wait, I don't want to do the lists as much anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna post what I think is funny. Mm-hmm. And like, it didn't catch on immediately because people were like, do the list. And I'm like, I don't want to. And so then I just continue to do it. Yeah. And yeah, now like, I think it's more so my thing. And
yeah, it's more like
my
what you
humor
wanted.
Mm-hmm. Than just talking on lists.
Yeah.
So
it's like more indicative of like your sense of humor, like how you are as like both an actor, a comedian.
Yeah.
And how do you think, like, has your life, like, completely changed? Has it kind of just stayed kind of the same but just elevated since social media became full-time?
Yeah, I feel like within the last, like, 4 months, it's been like, oh, wait, like, things are, like, looking different now.
Yeah.
And, like, I just, like, little things even. Just, like, I live by myself now. Like, I have my own apartment. Like, I can do this, like, comfortably full-time now instead of just, like, oh, shit, like, I should probably be, like, looking for little things here and there.
Absolutely.
Which is really great, but I do want to, like, focus more on acting in the new year.
Oh, that's good.
But now, like, I don't know, it's just such a nice, I'm, like, at such a good place, and I'm so fortunate about it. But, yeah, I feel like within the past, like, 4 months, mm-hmm. and just, like, even just, like, little things were, like, getting recognized more, which is always just, like, a compliment because it's, like, oh, my God, you, like... My stuff is, like, being processed and received, and people enjoy it, which is crazy.
Yeah,
so.
It's weird because it's, like, it's almost like you do it for what feels like forever, where it's just you, and everything's normal, and you just also make videos. Like, it's for funsies. And then one day, it just, like, flips, and it turns into, like, a full-time career, which is crazy.
I know, and I was talking to one of my friends about this, and I was like, I'm, like, not, like, on a ton of sets right now. Like, I'm not, like, around, like... doing a ton of like huge things. So it's so weird that like people are perceiving my content that I'm making by myself in my living room. Cause it doesn't feel like it's reaching a lot of people, but then I'm like, oh wait, it does reach people.
Yeah. Which is crazy. Cause it doesn't feel like that for a long time.
Yeah.
Cause even like when I first started, I was living with my boyfriend's family. And, like, I was working a normal job, and I used to make videos in my Prius, and, like, I used to, like, sit in my car because I lived with people, with other people, and I was like, I don't want them to hear me yelling to my phone.
Exactly.
Like, so I would sit in my car for, like, an hour, and I would just film, like, 3 or 4 videos, and then I would just hold on to them, and then sometimes I'd post them, sometimes I wouldn't. Yeah. And it's like, you're just doing it for so long normally, and then all of a sudden it flips, and then now you can, like, take care of yourself and you work from home and then people know you. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It turns
but then it's
on
like you're doing pretty much the same thing you were doing before.
Yeah, everything's the same.
But it's just like, oh, but like now I can like go out to eat and not feel guilty about it or like, you know, it's just like little things like that.
Yeah,
but
you don't have to like make it work until the next time you get paid kind of thing. Yeah, I feel that. And that's like how I feel like that's a good thing too because especially when you do social media, I feel like it's a good thing when you were really, really normal before.
Yeah.
Like, you worked a bunch of shit jobs
yeah.
and, like, crazy jobs and hard jobs, and then now you do this, and it almost makes you feel more grateful, I feel like. You're like, what I used to do, this is way better.
Exactly. I also, I mean, hope and pray that I will be a successful actor.
Absolutely.
And then I'm like, well, I want to be, like, way bigger than I am now, but, like, I feel like
in
this
the
is getting, like,
sense.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like this is giving me, like, a... it's like a very gradual, like, oh, like some people are starting to like know who you are. Like,
absolutely.
But instead of just like, oh, I book a huge role and then like my life gets like flipped on my ass. Like, I feel like it's like a gradual progression.
Yeah, you're progression, getting used to it. Kind of like getting your feet wet a little
bit. Yeah, exactly. So maybe it won't be as big of a shock.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Well,
I think the best thing too is like, social media and the traditional entertainment industry are so closely intertwined now.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great stepping stone. Like, even if your traditional, what you really want to do is be an actor full time. Yeah. Like, this is such a good stepping stone because then you get the platform, you get the like kind of public perception down, get a team, that kind of stuff. And then it helps you enter the acting world.
I know. I was so hesitant about starting social media because I was like, I don't want to get like pigeonholed and be like, oh, he does social media. It's like, oh no. And then I also feel like some people like get famous and then they're like, what if I wanted to like sing? And it's like, if you had that dream, that's so fine. But like, it kind of,
that's like really what you wanted to do, not just like deciding
exactly. And so that's what I want people to know. It's like, I moved out here for acting. It wasn't just like, I was like, wait, I have this platform, should I act? And then I'm like taking away like acting roles. Well, also it's like, if you're good at what you want to do, then it's like, I mean, there's some people who like blew up and then it's like, they got these opportunities and they're like, they're bad at it. And it's like, oh, there's so many like good people, like really talented people who would have like killed this.
Yeah. Had they been given the opportunity.
Like, have the opportunity just because you already made this for yourself, which I mean, you do have to make it for yourself. But
yeah, but you have a lot of followers. It kind of opens doors before other people. I feel that. Like when I had Caitlin Riley on the show, she's a actor. Like she wants to be an actress. She has been an actress for a long time. And then social media happened and she was like, she was telling me, us on the show, like, she was like, oh, when that happened, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to be known for that. I was just like doing it for fun. I didn't want to like, so I totally got that. I've had quite a few people that were like, I want to be an actor. This just kind of happened.
Yeah.
I do love it. I just like, it's not my main goal, which I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. True.
Social media is a great vehicle. You can use it to get to wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
I've even joked about how like, I can't sing for shit. So if I ever did start trying, someone 5150 me, like check this out. Something's wrong.
Take you out.
Temp gauge me.
Yeah,
Like blow dart me. Yeah. And then like check me to hospital.
Like drag your body.
Yeah, something's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Throw
I'm
me.
I'm giving
an Uber
everyone
home.
Permission.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's just so not funny. The tea for me.
Yeah.
What was the first time you got recognized?
It was actually, I don't remember like the first time from TikTok, but I used to, this was so crazy. I made like YouTube videos with my best friend in college and they would get like 250 views, like nothing crazy at all. And I was on my college campus and this one girl's like, oh my God, I love your YouTube. And I'm like, and I was with like all my friends too, which was like so humiliating. And then they were like, oh my God, we have to get together. We're going to take a picture of you. So I have like a picture of like the first person. But I was like, wait, no, like you have me like mistaken for some of the, like, you're Brett Newsham, right? I'm like, I still don't, like there has
to
be
who
like,
who told you that?
Yeah, I know. I was like, who are you working for? Like I thought like my friends literally like paid this girl to say that to me. But I don't remember like the
That's
first
crazy.
Time like since TikTok.
How random.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
But it was so like I was like, it was like an out of body experience.
Yeah. Wait, where'd you go to college?
University of Iowa.
Okay, period.
So
look at you.
Iowa boy through and through.
Oh, look at you.
So what about you? Do you remember your first time?
Being recognized as doing this. Yeah, it was like, I think I was at Disneyland. Yeah, I think that was the first time I ever got recognized. But a girl asked me if she could take a picture with me and I was like, sure. Like I was kind of like, okay.
For what?
Yeah, I was like, sure. And my boyfriend took it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that was so weird. And he's like, that was weird. And then I was just like blown away by it. I was like, that's crazy that people, like what you just said, it's like you spend so much time doing it by yourself. And then like when people like perceive you in real life and you're like, that was strange.
Yeah.
That was really strange. When I was in college, I worked for my school newspaper and they used to make like, videos for YouTube and they were kind of almost like BuzzFeed-y. Remember like when BuzzFeed videos were like the thing, like people trying foreign snacks or like people, you know, it was like Irish people trying American snacks, like shit like that. And so my, the girls who worked with me, she asked me if I would be in her videos and I was like, yeah, sure. And so I did like these little YouTube videos. They were like BuzzFeed-y things. Like I did the Bean Boozled challenge.
Is that one with the jelly beans?
Okay. Like, remember that? Like, I did that. And I remember doing those. And sometimes people would be like, oh, my God, your YouTube video was so funny. Like, at school. Like, they're just people that know me from school. And I'm like, oh, thanks. And I was like, oh my God, that's humiliating.
It's like, oh my God, you saw that.
I was like, oh, that was just for work. That was just I didn't want to do it. Yeah. That was just for work. Me lying. Because I had fun doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I had so much fun. Like, I felt like a star. But like, no, it was, oh, that stupid little thing.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm so embarrassed.
Who cares?
Like, really, you post it on your story. You're like, what?
Well, since you're an Iowa boy, do you notice a huge difference living in LA? I'm assuming, yeah.
Yeah, I actually love it so much because I feel like in Iowa, I am such a friendly person in a lot of settings. But like when I go to get groceries, I don't need to talk to anyone. You know, like I don't, I'm sorry. Like I'm such a keep my head down, and I live in like a big apartment complex. And like, I don't want to say hi to anyone. I'm in like the elevator, I hate just being like, you know, I'm like, just let's like,
it's like that obligated small talk. Yeah.
We're like, oh, I've learned you want. And you're like, I don't, I'm around 4'3". And then you like have to, I hate this so much when you get in an elevator and like you don't talk. I made a video about this, did horribly, but you don't say anything to the person the entire time, but then you feel like you have to be like, have a good one as you like walk out. And I'm like, I literally like was on my phone the entire time. Like you were faking a phone call, but then like you still have to pretend whatever. But it is a big difference. But the thing I love is like people in LA are like so worried about themselves and like do their own thing.
Yeah.
And I love how everyone like has dreams, and like people in Iowa, it's like their dream is, which is totally fine, I just have different dreams, but it's like to just like be like a parent or like to get married or to own a house, which is our great dreams. But I'm like, I don't have this. Well, I do have those dreams, but like, I have
for career, it's exactly. Like a lot different. Yeah.
But yeah, it was like weird at first. I knew like no one pretty much when I moved out here.
Really?
So it was super hard to like meet people.
That's crazy. Did you blast party in the USA when you landed?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. And I had to. And then you had cut off shorts on.
Exactly.
That wasn't part of it.
Yeah, that was just like a, no, it's so funny to see the way I like dressed right when I moved out to LA. It was like what I thought people in LA wore. And it's me. I have like a shoestring belt and like
Supreme hoodie.
Yeah, exactly. I made my mom and I like came and visited LA like 3 months before I moved out, and we went to like, do you know like Fairfax? Like there's just like all the like hype beast stores. I bought like 3 hype beast hoodies.
And of I'm like,
this is what people wear, mom.
You don't like, get it. I have to assimilate. Seriously. You want me to not
have friends when I move out here? No, I need this fucking like skater hoodie, dude.
Your skater hoodie and a vape.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, and then I still didn't have friends for like 3 months. It didn't work.
The hoodie didn't work.
But I still looked sick as fuck for like 3 months with my vape and my hoodie. But
so fucking sick.
Yeah, so cool. But wait, you moved out here for college, and then did you?
Yeah, well, I
don't know. You grew up out here, and then you went away. I literally completely messed that up. I'm like,
no, you're just
from Hawaii. You're like, no, you don't listen at all.
Yeah, I was raised here. I was raised in Southern California. I'm from the Inland Empire.
Okay,
I'm an IE girl.
IE,
and I went to college in Hawaii because like my family lives in Hawaii too. So it's like I figured yeah, I want to go there.
Yeah,
be close to my roots. Yeah, out there. And then I went there, and then I tried really hard to like get a job right after college. Didn't work. Shocker. And then I had to move back home. And then when I moved back home, I started dating my boyfriend now 7 years ago. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Going on 7 years.
That's so crazy. Yeah. I think I've like dropped everyone that I've known for like longer than a year. My like 2024 ins and outs I did in dropping anyone you knew before you were 21.
And hey, I put in quotes, honestly,
family included. So we're starting fresh.
Sorry.
Yeah. If you weren't with me with the last 4 years, like there's no reason that we need to talk anymore. Are you friends with people from like high school still?
Yes and no. Like there are some people I still kind of keep in contact with, but I wouldn't say we're like besties.
Are
like,
they weird about, or like, were they weird about you like starting social media or like your career at all?
Yes and again, yes and no. Like some of them just like never really said anything. Some of them were like, girl, that's crazy. Like showed up on my TikTok. Like the weirdest part about growing this is like people who knew you before who never really talked to you as much or anything, like all of a sudden it's like, hey girl, I'm getting married. Hey girl, I'm having a birthday party. Hey girl. It's like, I haven't talked to you in almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, babe. Mm-mm.
Like I don't need to be there.
No, it's okay. And I won't be there.
Yeah.
Peace and blessings.
That's such a sweet invite. And will not show up. Thank you so much for reaching out.
I will not. Yeah. Thank you though. Yeah, it's like that part is really weird. Like, and they're like, we got to get together again. Like, blah blah blah. Some people, and this is like true tea. Like, some people have texted me because I've had the same phone number since I was in like fifth grade. And some people have texted me and they're like, hey girl, just want to see if this is still your number. And I don't respond.
Oh, that's
smart. As far as you know,
yeah,
it's not.
It's not. And now they're going to see this. I'm like, oh my God, so she didn't just send it.
But you'll never know because yeah. I could have changed my number by now.
True.
There you go.
Yeah, if you're watching this, she has since changed her number.
And I, yep, there you go. Yeah. And I do lie a lot. So
yeah.
Did I not? I don't
know. Who knows? And I've had people like recently respond to like my story on Instagram that I haven't talked to in like 8 years.
It's crazy.
And it'll just be like a really casual response. Like, we have. You can't just be like randomly. I think it's just like, hey, don't unfollow me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like I don't want to see your content. I have such a hard time unfollowing people from like high school who I haven't even talked to.
Same.
Since, but then I'm so afraid of people being like, oh, you're too good for me now. Like, oh, you went Hollywood. I've gotten that before. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, no.
Or I haven't talked to you in almost 10 years.
Yeah, or it's like there's no reason I need to see like the 6 kids you now have at the ripe age of 25. Like, I don't care. Sorry.
I know. It's like, maybe I just like don't care about, I don't care about your life the same way you don't care about mine.
Exactly. So it's like a mutual like respect. We don't give a shit about each other anymore. Let's move on.
You know what I love? I love when I find someone that I like met once or twice in college and then I'm like, I don't need to follow this person anymore.
Yeah.
And I would go to unfollow them and like I see that they've unfollowed me. First off, I'm like kind of offended. I'm like, okay, first of all, I see how it is.
Yeah.
And then second of all, and then after that wave pass, I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Now I feel no bad. I don't feel
bad. But immediately
at all.
It's like, okay. I just want to know what was it specifically that drove you away?
I don't care.
Yeah.
But I do think that closure is necessary sometimes. So like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. You like try to win them back. Even though like you were playing on unfollowing them.
Yeah, I want a response. As soon as they start typing, I unfollow them.
Yeah. It will be like a man who like I was friends with in high school who has like a picture from like 3 years ago. And that's like the most recent picture unfollows me. And I'm like, you're producing no fucking content, but you unfollowed me. You're giving me nothing to work with. But oh, God forbid, I'm out here. I'm doing this full time. I'm doing this for a living. I'm putting my fucking heart and soul into this. Oh, but that's not good enough for you.
Have you ever seen those? I saw like a meme recently. They're like, it was like a TikTok and this girl was saying how like when the person that you've never followed but you regularly check on privates their account or something and yeah. Then you're like devastated. She's like,
what am I supposed to do now? Yeah, like there goes one of my two hobbies. Yeah. Like what am I supposed, I'm gonna have so much free time.
Yeah, my other hobby is like going on TikTok.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
I've had a couple girls like that. Like literally they're not famous. They don't have like any sort of platform.
Yeah.
It's just someone that I genuinely always check. I'm like, and what's my girl up to?
Yeah, exactly. And I'll watch that. Do you have like a burner account that you watch?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On all my socials, I have a burner.
It's so smart.
Just so I can go look.
Exactly.
I just want to, cause now that I'm verified, especially on Instagram, I really hate that it shows, like, anytime you look at anyone, it jumps to the top. Like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will send me stuff and they're like, girl, this is tea. And I'm like, I can't watch it.
Yeah.
Tell me what it is because if I watch it, it's gonna show up on there.
I recently found out that if someone DMs you one and you click on it, they like get the story view.
Really?
Yeah. And so it was this person we were unfortunately making fun of who I didn't follow, who I've like met multiple times. And then he texted her, he's like, LOL, Brett saw my story but doesn't follow me back. And it was because she sent it to me. I was like, you fucking... And it was like a dumb story about like this guy, whatever. It was so stupid. I was like, and I wasted it on this.
Your one pass.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, now I'm in the fucking doghouse. I don't have to follow him back. So
I know, and it's someone you don't even really care about.
Yeah.
Like, well, now they know that I'm like looking.
Yes.
And I
similar to the person who I just like I follow up with, but I have like no, I don't follow them.
Yeah.
It's like I feel like I have so many like my friends that I have characters. And these people are like so important to like just our life story, but like also not at all.
Yeah.
Like their life doesn't affect us at all, but we'll be like, oh my God, did you see what this person put? It's like an irrelevant ass person, but like they're such a character and like we bring them up like at least like 4 times a hangout.
Oh, I just have to.
But I'm like, who, this person means nothing to us. We created this like huge like it's,
oh my gosh.
It's so fun.
There was one guy that I was following on Instagram only and like, Here's the tea on him. I've never even met him in real life.
Yeah.
He followed me when I was in college because he was friends with a lot of dudes that I did know and did follow. I thought that he was like, he went to my school.
Yeah.
So I followed him back. And then it was clear to me after he tried to DM me a couple times that I did not know this man and I have never met him.
Okay.
And so I was still following him well into, like, after college, like, my normal jobs, and now, like, this. I just recently unfollowed him, probably, like, a year ago, and I graduated in 2017 from college. And so I just couldn't bring myself to unfollow him.
Yeah.
Because I was obsessed with him. Like, the way that he would post, oh, my God. Like,
what was the way?
It's just like, okay, you know when men, it's very obvious when men.
Like, yes, I do.
Exactly. When men have cheated on their girls because the way that they write captions is just insane. They're like, no matter what I do, you always hold me down. You're always there.
Yeah.
You support me, my rock. Like, no, I love you.
It's like you've cheated on every person you've ever been in a relationship with.
You have 100 bodies. Like,
yeah,
it's clear.
Exactly.
And the way, like, he, like, got with this girl really fast, and then, like, he got her pregnant really fast, like, and they barely knew each other, and then he started posting this weirdo shit, like, of, like, God, I love how supportive you are of me and my dreams, and, like, oh, I was just, I was obsessed with him, and he would always, every Monday, he would post, like, this is not a joke, every Monday, he would post highlight reels from when he played basketball in high school.
Oh my God.
Mind you, he's 5 years older than me. So, like, he's, like, in his 30s.
In case you missed it, in 2011, here's, like...
Yeah, his, like, huddle link or whatever.
Oh, my,
like,
God.
He would literally post him, and he was, like, back in the good old days every Monday. I'm not kidding. Every single Monday. And then right after that story, he would post, like, a... diet starts today. Like, gotta get these grinds in.
Oh, my God.
And then he would take, like, one picture of his, like... legs at the gym, right? And then he would post, like, he was eating, like, a huge lunch with a whole bunch of, like, mac salad and, like, like, chicken and, like, teriyaki sauce and all this shit, and he's like, no rice though, gotta watch the weight. And I'm like, babe, like, you're eating, that plate alone is like 3,000 calories.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just with condiments alone. Yeah. Girl, but I could not, oh my God, I couldn't get enough. I was like, that's... I have to watch him.
Yeah.
I have to. Every time he was, like, at the front of my stories.
Oh my God.
He's watching.
That's
his
so funny.
Obsessed with him.
I also think it's funny, like, gym bros, I think they think they're, like, motivating people, but I'm like, when I see this shit, like, it makes me not want to work out anymore. Like, I'm, like, a pretty healthy person, but, like, you're pushing me to be like, oh wait, I actually don't want any of this to be a part of my personality. I'm gonna stop going.
I'm gonna stop immediately.
Yeah,
you look miserable.
Yeah, exactly. Like, like, you look, oh God,
you look terrible. Yeah. You look miserable. Yeah, gym bros are my biggest fans.
Yeah,
they love me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't love them, but they do love me.
<That's>
They
so
love
funny.
Me a lot. I feel like, yeah, like, the gym bro, the way that they post, I've said before, though, I think that men who are worse than gym bros are men who are, like, artsy.
Okay.
They're, like, you know, they, like, paint their fingernails, and then they're, like, oh, my God, like, I'm so deep.
Yeah.
I'm so deep. You don't even understand.
It's always men who are, like, I'm an open book. And then it's, like, they literally lie to you about every single thing. And, like, cheated on everyone they've ever been with, like, yeah, I'm just
saying. And they're like, I don't believe in labels.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to fuck anyone but me, but I get to fuck everybody.
Exactly.
Just hope that's
there's,
cool,
like, a certain cadence that these, like, artsy, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I... And I'm like, this is literally, like, from, like, a CW show.
Yeah, it's that,
like, the way you're talking
name.
To
I'm
me.
I'm a weirdo.
Like, yeah, oh my God.
He's that guy.
Yes.
He's literally that guy.
Yeah.
That's it. I've literally said to you, I'm like, that's the guy who, if there was a song by, like, I don't even fucking know, the Smiths. I'll just use that because that was an audio for a long time. Like, he would see it in the car, like, you're driving the car, and girls in the passenger seat, and he'd be like, I bet you don't even know who this song is
by.
Oh,
my God.
He's one of those.
Yeah.
I bet you don't even know that. And then you would say, well, like, the Smiths, probably. And then he's like, see, that's why I like you.
Yeah, you're like, you're different. Also, I feel you said guys who suck who... their favorite movie is Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, girl.
The artsy version of that is, like, Dead Poet Society. I'm like, oh, fucking spare. Like, that's so, shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah,
but so I'm like, people like that are the same people who are like, I don't like, you know, they'll say things like, social media is just so toxic. I just don't like being on there. Meanwhile, they follow, like, all, like, it's just only women.
Yeah.
Only women.
Exactly.
Like, who post the sexiest pictures alive.
Exactly.
Only women. I'm like, oh, you don't like.
No.
Okay.
But, like, he doesn't do social media.
I'm just not like, I like to be in the now.
Yeah.
It's the same guy who, like, drinks coffee black and then has to tell everybody.
Exactly.
I don't like to put those, like, toxins in my body. And it's oat milk.
Yeah. It's the same guy who doesn't call them movies, he calls them films. It's just like that little thing that I pick up on. I'm like, oh my fuck, you're insufferable.
The worst.
You're so insufferable.
Yeah, like truly the worst. Yeah. I oh my God, men like that just.
But the men like that, it's like they think they're so good. That's why I think they're worse than like just the general douchebag.
I agree.
Is because they think they're like, yeah. Oh my God. Like even just like saying it like that, I'm like, oh, I fucking hate that guy. But yeah, no, I think they like think that they're better just because they have like a clean apartment, you know? But I'm like, you still are like verbally abusive to like women. Like, I don't know what you're like.
You're still like horrible. Like, yeah,
exactly.
Horrible
you are
person.
A nightmare.
Yeah, there are some dudes like that where I like, I can smell it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the way, like it's not obvious on TikTok and you got the bitches on their knees in the comments. Yeah. Like they're like, oh, this is the one, protect this one.
Yeah.
When they tell me, sometimes women will tag me in videos like that and they'll be like, why don't we highlight a good one? No.
For what?
Oh. I'm like, oh, okay, so you don't hit women and that you want to fucking meddle for that shit? Like,
I'm
so
not going to pot a fish for swimming.
No,
like,
girl,
come on.
I surely will not. Yeah. Mm-mm. And rain is wet, now what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so funny because I don't hit people either. And like,
exactly.
Nobody's making videos
about
me.
Because this guy has a fucking houseplant. Like, I need to worship the ground that he walks on.
He has one dog that he takes care of. And it's like, there's like one good one for every 2,000 bad ones. I got to work on the bad ones.
Yeah.
I got to dig through that. I got to army crawl through that mud, bitch.
Exactly. Everyone else is applauding these like mid-ass men. Like someone needs to be tearing down the bad ones.
I know. That's literally why I'm like, guys, let's raise the bar just a little bit.
Yeah.
He takes a shower. Congratulations, bitch. I'm not making a video about you.
Exactly.
Mm-mm,
he has like shampoo and conditioner. They're separate. It's like, okay.
It's shit.
He
like,
should.
It's shit that's literally like, ladies, like stretch marks. They're beautiful.
They're okay. they're fine.
They're fine.
Yeah.
I don't hate them.
And then everyone's like, oh my God, he gets it. Like, need this man. I'm like, what? What?
I know. I'm like, come on, guys, the brand is in trouble.
Yeah.
Let's all gather around, get on the same page. We're not applauding them for bare minimum shit.
Yeah.
Like, they're just nice to people. Okay.
Yeah.
So am I.
It would be so funny. Like, guys, this isn't my normal style video, but this guy here, let's show him a little bit of love.
Tag, spam the comments below
guys,
with hearts.
Your favorite thing about him.
Wait, that actually reminds me. One of my new bits that I've been doing forever, and forever, I mean like the last month, with my sisters. I'm always forever. Like, I'm like, chat, spam the comments below with heart emojis. Chat, go ahead and spam the comments below. I'll just say that about anything. And I'm talking about the doctor. Go ahead and spam the comments with doctor emojis.
Have you seen the,
like I'm a Twitch
the captions
streamer?
Where it's like, see if you can spell... like spring break letter
yeah,
by
without
letter.
Being interrupted.
There will be like actual like legitimate like macro creators who like I semi respect who will like do that. I'm like, what?
You're like,
you want me to literally type out S send P send, like I'm not gonna type out spring break. I'm not gonna type out Tulum in your fucking letter by letter.
You're
who
like,
is this for?
Halloween without
yeah,
being
exactly.
interrupted.
Like, and then what? And then what? Will I get one of those squishy cones that I can shove up my ass?
There you go.
What?
Then you turn to your friend and you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's insane,
dude. That's so funny. It's like so. It's moments like that where I think to myself, I'm like, this job is a joke. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is.
It
sometimes
is.
It is truly silly that I do this for a living.
Like when you like take a step back, it's like, oh wow, this is what I do full time.
Yeah. Those are my colleagues.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are my
coworkers. Sorry about my coworker.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. I love calling my other friends who do social media. I'm like, oh yeah, my coworkers. Like, we worked together. We met each other at work.
Yeah. We worked together.
Friends.
Okay, so we didn't get to the topic, which is fine because those are my fave episodes.
Okay,
but
great.
We're talking about when people online take your like satirical content too seriously.
Yes,
and I'm sure that happens to you
all the time.
Because
they're
like, actually, it's like, they're like, actually, some people need to do that because X, Y, and Z.
Yeah,
like that happened to me once when I made a joke and I said because we were talking about icks. So that was when icks and men were like huge.
Yeah,
and I was like, one of my icks is like when you see men at a concert. And they're like fucked up and then they're like vibing.
Oh.
And they're like that, like cup in the air, like ugh.
Yeah, that's horrible.
There's something about that. Yeah. I just, it's sinister to me, it gives me that energy. I said that, and some people were like, well, actually, some people like to dance alone. Actually, Girl, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a very specific man.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't. It's a joke. I shouldn't have to give you context for it. Yeah. Like, you should just, anyways.
If you're typing in caps or a comment and you start out with actually, it's like, just delete it. Delete that. Type back. And type in spring break letter by letter.
Actually, spam the comments with yellow emojis.
Yes, please.
Okay, so we're going to talk about, but here's the first video. So it says, in this skit video, two women are struggling to lift a box that's too heavy. One of them says, let's ask a man to help. And a guy across the room stands up to help. Another woman walks in. She pushes him out of the way, lifts the box herself. The joke is her name is Amanda. And the first woman said, let's ask Amanda to help, kind of thing. Pun. It's punny.
It's a pun.
Amanda hugging kiss. Have you ever heard of that? You know those names when they're like...
like dick butt kiss?
Yeah, no, wait, like Seymour Butts.
Not dick butt kiss. That's just...
That's a real person.
That's my grandpa.
Actually.
Oh, my father. Of course.
No, like Seymour Butts, yeah, kind of thing.
Those are fun.
Amanda hugging kiss is another one. Just a fun fact. If you ever want to prank call somebody.
Oh, okay.
If you ever time travel back to 2009.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
That's for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, so this says, imagine if that was flipped and a man pushed a woman.
Why would he do that?
If your brain is like... not big enough to understand the joke.
Yeah.
That's okay. Just don't comment.
Yeah.
Like, that's the joke. Like, the joke is... he's like, and imagine if a man pushed a woman.
Yeah.
They do all the time.
Yeah.
Does like, that help?
That's actually a huge issue.
That's actually a problem.
Turn on the news and you'll see that that's a thing.
Oh, yeah. They do that all the time. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I
also love it when, like, men, like, are like, oh, wait, I need to, like... level out the playing field. It's like, it's already so fucking uneven. Like, what do you mean? It's like, what are you doing by this?
It's the same thing when I was saying, when I was talking about that fucking stand-up comedian that I hate.
Of course.
When we were talking about him. In one of my videos, responding to people being like, he's a comedian, like, it's a joke, whatever the fuck. I said, it's in that, I was like, you guys always say this shit. It's like, oh, you can't joke about anything these days. That's not stopping you at all. Like, you say that, but what's stopping you? Like, how many times have we told you, like, transphobia is not funny?
Yeah.
Homophobia is not funny. Misogyny is not funny. And that's not stopping you, not even a little bit. So, like, what are you worried about?
Yeah.
You ignore us anyways. Like, who's stopping you? Not us.
Also,
clearly.
Like, there's so many other things you can joke about. We're like, hey, like, maybe just, like, don't talk about, like, two, three things that are like,
yeah.
Fuck. I'm like, but I want to talk about that. I'm like, no, like, you're not funny then. If you can't think
clearly.
Of funny content that's not just, like, highly offensive to, like, 2-3 marginalized groups, then you're just not fucking funny.
Maybe you're not that
funny.
No
one told you to do comedy. Literally, this was a choice. Like, you don't have to.
You know what's funny is you don't have to do
this. Yeah, no one's making you do this.
Go get a regular job then, girl.
Please,
like, if it's really that hard. That's why they're like, no, you can't do anything. Says who?
Yeah.
You're still doing it.
Exactly.
Like, it's still very much so a problem. So I don't see anyone stopping, like, at all. So I think you're good. Don't worry
about
it.
It's also like, okay, I'm not to be like, no, I love crude humor. But I'm also like, this was offensive and also just literally not funny.
Yeah, literally.
It's like, if you're going to be a fucking comedian and say something offensive and offend a group of people, which you shouldn't, probably.
Yeah. At least make it worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
Leave, like,
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, okay, so you're gay, I'm brown and a woman. So, like, we sit in margins already.
Yeah.
You think we haven't heard jokes? You've never heard a homophobic joke?
Yeah.
I've never heard a misogynist joke? Of course I fucking have.
Yeah.
That's not a good one.
Exactly.
I've heard countless.
We've heard them.
Yeah, we've heard them all, babe.
Seen them,
and they're not funny.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, that one objectively is just bad.
Yeah. Like, also, the comedian who we both hate, the jokes that he made, I was like, these are jokes that we've been making for like
centuries.
10 years.
Yeah.
Like that I've seen on Facebook nearly 15 years ago.
For real. Literally. And it's funny because right after they would say that, like, that joke's been told for so long, right after they said that, they'd be like, burn her, witch. That was, like, at the same, that was around the time they started making fun of women.
Yeah.
Yeah, around that time. So, like, you know, for hundreds of years, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty standard. Yeah.
But, like, if it was flipped, though, it'd be different.
And
you, it wouldn't be funny if a man did that, though. Like, yeah, because men aren't funny. That's the issue here.
Well, that's the issue, isn't it? Like, straight men are aggressively unfunny.
Exactly.
That's kind of the problem.
Painfully unfunny. So.
And this next comment says, okay, so why is this funny? Violence is not okay, whether it's a woman or a man, not okay. Well, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, I had Terry Joe on. Like, I had Keelan on, and then the other half I had Terry Joe.
Okay, great.
And I can't even tell you how many people were commenting. Like, and by people, I mean fucking men. writing shit like, that's a man in a wig. Yeah, girl, it is. Yes. Yeah, actually,
and
it is.
And he's aware of that. Yeah.
He and I both know that, actually.
Did you not see the thing where he was a man without a wig? And then like, the second half is, okay.
They're like, that's a man in a wig. Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally wrote, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, it's like, is that a comment, a question? Or
just an observation? Yeah. I mean.
Yes, good job. Wait, yay.
Congrats. Good, yeah. It's like I spy.
Yeah, exactly.
The books.
Do you see anything else? What else do you see? Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I genuinely despise when people are like, actually, that's not okay. What, and what if this? What if, girl?
Yeah.
We could sit here all day and do that.
We're doing what ifs right now. Okay.
Okay. Like, what if, and what if I killed you?
Yeah.
Then what? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, it's just so many
actually.
Ways it's so like exhausting.
Yeah.
That's probably the exhausting part of like telling jokes online.
Yeah.
Is like sometimes having to like give the context before, during, and after.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I make fun of men all the time. I'll make fun of a man for doing anything. It's like when women were like new ick unlocked and it's like their boyfriend, the way that he treads water, like the way he kicks his feet is just like cringy to look at.
Yeah.
And then men are like, and what if men did this to women? They do.
Yeah.
I'll save you the.
That's
the journey,
why it
girl.
Is funny is because men have been so mean to women for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now women are like, hey, what if I told one joke about men? They're like, okay, but like, what if we... What if we killed you?
Yeah, and they're like, then I should be able to punch you in the fucking
exactly.
face.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, and it's like when gay people are like, all straight people do this, and they're like, and what if we did that about... You do.
Yeah.
It's called homophobia.
Yeah, like, it exists.
It exists. It
look around you.
Yeah, it's currently existing right now. Like, don't worry. There are plenty of people just like babe.
Yeah, you guys are fine.
You have community. Go find it.
I love it when someone will just, like, comment on one of my videos and just, like, fruity. I'm like, yes. Yes. And it's always, like, the ads that someone, like, that gets pushed. Like, I do, like, a Monopoly brand deal, and everyone's just like, fruity. And I'm like, did he say, like, they like, it's like, they're like, fruity. Like, as they like walk past me, I'm like, first of all, I can see the comment. Yes. Yep. Also, yes.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not straight. So,
actually, yeah.
And they're like, got your ass.
I knew
like,
it.
Knew it. Called it. It's like, yeah, no, I like, we'll talk about it. Like, I'm very open. And they're like, yeah.
Right.
Thought you were.
Yeah, fucking got him. Yeah. Fucking got him. Yeah. I got your ass, didn't I?
And it'll be like just like the ugliest motherfucker you've ever seen in your life, too. It's like,
girl, all right. The amount of times people have told me, like, sometimes men, like, one time this man made this extremely horrible video about me, like, truly, like, one of the worst ones I've ever seen, in the sense of, like, it had all five infinity stones of bigotry. Like, it was fatphobic, racist, homophobic, transphobic. Like, he said a whole bunch of terrible shit about me.
Yeah.
And his video went super viral, like got a whole bunch, so much so he pinned it. So of course they do.
Okay, yeah.
Pinned it to the top of the profile.
Yeah.
Love that. And I made a comment about him because I put a picture of him up, right, of his build and what he looks like. I'm going to save you the trouble. He's fugly. Of course he is.
Yeah.
But like he was so like small and frail and like he was calling me a fat bitch. He was calling me a man. Like he said all this terrible shit about me. And the only joke I made was I was like, I think it's hilarious that you want to comment on bodies because if I knocked on your chest hard enough, your heart would shoot out your back. So maybe calm the fuck down, you concave having ass bitch.
Yeah.
Call this chest concave. I can't even tell you how many fucking men were like, how dare you body shame him?
Like, how dare you? That's a medical condition?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. They were literally like, that's a medical condition.
Oh my God.
That's a medical condition and you're making fun of it. And thousands of videos getting made by all white dudes.
That's
all
so
like,
insane.
I can't believe you would make fun of a medical condition. And I was like, it's almost like you blacked out during the part where he commented on my body.
Exactly.
And I thought we were cool with it.
Yeah.
So then the original guy got so fucking mad that like people were saying this medical condition shit about him.
He
made a video going, I don't know why you guys are saying I have that. I don't. I literally don't have that. So the fact that you guys are saying that shit about me is not fucking true. I'm working on my build. I upped my protein. Like he wasn't even talking about me.
I count my macros now. I got a gym membership. Like, I swear to God.
He wasn't even talking about me.
Yeah.
He was only mad at the
men. So funny.
Who were like, defending him. And he was like, I don't even fucking have that shit. Yeah. The fact that he made this video, like,
gonna make a statement. Yeah, he was like, it's not. Stop saying it's a medical condition. It's not.
Yeah.
That's like, so funny.
He's just like a normal dude. Like, he works like a fucking blue
without collar a job. Medical condition. Yeah.
He does not have.
Guys, let's just get one thing straight right now. He does not have a medical condition.
He does not have what they were saying.
And he's working on his build.
And he's working just on it. He's like, it. I've just literally gained like 20 pounds in the last few months. And I was like,
he posts progress pictures too.
I was thinking, no, he actually did. In the video, he was like, this is what I used to look like. Now I look like this. And I was
him using the green screen feature.
I was fucking dying because I was like, the fact that you guys were like trying to put me on a fucking cross and fucking sacrifice me and saying like, I'm ableist, I don't care. And I'm like, you guys can't even spell ableist, first of all, so relax. And I was like, but the fact that you're saying all this stuff and diagnosing him, and then he was like, shut the fuck up, I don't have that shit. That's hilarious.
That's so funny. I was
like, the joke just ate itself. Like, you guys just, you killed yourself off. I thought it was unbelievably funny that he ended up like shooting their own argument in the face.
That's like, so funny.
I love when you
get
like each
pins
other.
Men against other men. I feel like if I were you, like, I would like kick back, like, you, like, sit back, you're like, my work here is done.
Yeah, I was like, they're my little puppets.
That's like a career win.
My little puppets.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just puppeteering them.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, while they eat each other.
Yeah.
I'm just, you're keep just doing my
you're
thing.
Showing. Yeah. You
know? Gotta do what I gotta
but
do.
But the guys, you just need to know he's working on it. Like, he's working
He is.
He's putting in the time to, like, build himself.
Working on the build.
Yeah, exactly.
Naturally building. He was like, and I'm natty right now. They love to say that. I'm natty.
Is that natural?
Yeah, girl.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
It's horrible. Yeah.
No one should ever say that. Also, yeah, natty, like, what do you mean?
Like, no,
like,
steroids.
You're not. Okay.
No, and we're steroids. Supposed to
like, oh my God, he's not taking steroids. Good for him. Aren't we all? Aren't we all technically natty? I mean, I had pre-workout before this, and that is laced with ketamine. And
you are.
So I'm not natty anymore. Because no, I'm doing pre-workout.
You're like, aren't we all just existing in a natural
exactly.
state? Yep.
Natty meaning without steroids.
Yes. Like, without HGH, without Tren, all of that stuff.
Of course,
stuff.
Yeah.
I know all of their lingo.
Yeah.
I'm infiltrating
you've
it.
You've
I'm
done your research.
I'm Trojan horsing in there.
No, truly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're my boyfriend.
Okay.
Because he's like a certified trainer and everything.
You know, all of like the red button issues
girl.
The trigger words.
When I use their like their
macros.
Lore against them. Yeah, like one time I said this one dude, he was like a bodybuilder, like, but there are different levels of bodybuilding. So there's like one where you don't do legs, so you wear long board shorts and not the little like underwears. And when they do that, it's because their leg jeans are bad. So, like, they can't build their leg muscles. So, they do just the top.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the joke about men never working out legs. But I was like, are you a long board short wearer in your competitions? That fucked him up so bad. Because I Trojan horsed in there. Like, how would I know that term if I'm such a fat bitch and I never go to the gym?
Yeah. Educated.
Mm-hmm.
College
Me
educated.
Just, like, studying from my boyfriend. Yeah. He's like, they say this, but it's like... It's like embarrassing.
You're like, okay.
Write that down.
So longboard shorts. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Imagine like someone at, it's actually going to be, which is like, the like idea of that is silly. It's like, why don't you just do the legs? Just lift your legs.
Yeah, you would think, huh?
Yeah.
And they'll watch that and be like, it's not that fucking easy.
Yeah, I'm fucking trying it. I'm natty.
That's like, have you tried?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just maybe do a squat. Like,
when they like when they're short, they're like, I can't control my height, but you can control your weight. That's what they always say. I'm like, have you tried?
Yeah.
Try growing.
Yeah.
Try.
Seriously,
I don't know. Hang upside down. Ask God. I don't know.
With that concave guy.
Concave chest having ass.
I also love being tall because
Brett is so tall, by the way. Like,
I'm like, let me just drop that little sprinkle.
No, you are so tall. I meant to bring it up earlier. Brett is so tall.
Yeah, can we go back to like the intro and just like iconic tall.
Yeah, tall.
But it's like, I mean, not that many men like come at me, but I'm also, if they do, I'm like, you're literally like 5'8".
Yeah, literally.
You know?
I was like, well, I don't talk to men who are under 5'7". So
yeah.
Sorry.
I know you're tall too. So you're like,
yeah.
You're just powerful like across the board.
I was 5'9" when I was like 13.
Okay.
13-ish. Yeah. And then I grew, like my doctor told me I would stop growing and I didn't.
Do you like your height?
I love my height now. Yeah. I used to hate it.
Really?
Yeah, I used to hate being tall. But that's just misogyny.
I feel like being tall, it's just like you get so much just more like attention off the bat.
That's true, yeah.
And it's like sometimes it's great, and then other times sometimes it's like, okay, oh, I just like want to like blend in.
But I'm so tall.
But I'm also so small.
I'm just so tall and small.
Yeah.
I know you, bro. I was telling bro, I'm like, you're so tall. Like, we were talking about it earlier. And then you're like, your boyfriend's tall too, right? And I was like, yeah, he's like 6'4". And I was like, yeah, he's like 6'4".
Oh, my boyfriend? Yeah. He's like 6'4".
He's so tall. Yeah. And I'm so small next to him.
You're so small. Have you dated any guys shorter than you?
No.
Okay.
I've dated guys that were like the same height as me. Like, we're like eye level.
Yeah.
Didn't love it.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
That's so fair.
I'm just like, well, also they sucked, but that was for other reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Had nothing to do with their height.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That was like the least of my worries. Yeah. Once they started talking, I was like, oh.
Yeah, like, oh, okay. I could have made this work, but like, oh, wait, you actually just like are
insufferable. Yeah, it's like, it's one of those things where you're like, I was willing to look past it.
Exactly.
Until you start talking. Now I'm not.
Yeah. No.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Sorry. Well, anyways, to round us out, right? Now that you're on this journey, and like, I'm wishing you all the success in
Thank
the acting
you so much.
Realm too. I'm like manifesting that for you. I'm yeah. super excited for you. But what would you say is your best piece of advice for aspiring actors that maybe like are afraid of social media, kind of like what you were saying earlier, like being pigeonholed and stuff like that? Like, what would you say is your best piece of advice for them?
I feel like if you are confident in what you're producing and like putting out in the world, then there's no reason why you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I think like everything I post, well, at least now, I'm like, if someone saw this, I would be like, yeah, I would sign off on that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel good about that. And it's such a good way to like, I don't know. My mom always talks to me about it and like makes me see social media so much differently, where I'm just like, oh, I'm just like making dumb videos. And she's like, no, like you are creating these videos, you're thinking of them,
yeah,
you're like directing, acting, writing these videos,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh wait, like I actually kind of am iconic. No, I'm kidding, but I'm like,
I'm so talented.
A lot of thought goes into the stuff that I make,
it's
and
true.
Hopefully the right person will see that,
yeah,
and people will appreciate it and see it more than just like, oh, he's just like posting random shit on the internet. And
absolutely,
like, I don't know, I think there's no harm, and like all exposure is good exposure in my eyes, mm-hmm. and
especially if you want to be in entertainment.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe not in like other fields. Don't yeah. do that. Like, don't bang on that. But if you feel good about what you're posting, and yeah. also it's like there's so many niches and like different pockets that like, I don't know. So many people love different types of content.
Yeah.
And there's room for everyone at the table.
Absolutely.
And so if you want to do it, like, don't be afraid to. And you also have to get past that like awkward thing where it's like, oh wait, like my close friends and families are like, my family
yeah,
is gonna
yeah.
see this. And it's like,
absolutely.
You just have to like, all right, well, but then once you do it, like now, like if I stop posting on social media, people be like, oh, why is he not posting on social media?
Exactly,
anymore?
Yeah.
But before, I had to go through a thing where it's like, oh, Brett's randomly posting bits on his Instagram.
I know,
now.
I
like,
totally
this is weird.
Know what you mean, yeah.
But then like now it's like, it's people just know that I do that. And
once
it's
you get past it,
exactly.
it's like, that's really just a you thing.
Yeah.
I totally get what you're
True.
Saying.
But there's no harm in it. And yeah, it, now I do it full time and it's great. So.
Period. We yeah. love that. Well, thank you so much for
thank
coming on the
so
show. I adore you.
Me.
You're
I
so funny.
You
thank you all so much for watching, and make sure all of you follow Brett. Where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Brett Neustrom, or TikTok, Brett_Neusty.
Period.
So
I love it. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Thank you so much to my amazing guest, Brett. Make sure y'all follow him on everything. He's going to be a really, really famous actor one day. So you might want to get on the train now
exactly.
before it leaves. So that's us manifesting for you.
Thank you.
Putting it in the universe.
That. Yeah. Get out there.
Thank you all so much for watching this episode of the Comment Section Show. Don't forget, new episodes drop every Wednesday. You can stream the audio on all streaming platforms, or you can watch the video exclusively on Spotify, which is our favorite platform. So thank you so much for watching. Thank you to my amazing guest, Brett. And I'll see you next week. Bye.